Blog Talk Radio.
Shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Showtime Radio Time. I'm Sweet Rascally Rabbit, broadcasting to you live in your sweet, beautiful ears, no matter how ugly you think they are. Wow, what a weekend. It's been an amazing weekend, really. I got to do a lot of accomplishing things as far as, you know, my gaming channel and my YouTube channel. I actually decided to do a video. Sorry if you're hearing this sound in the background. Just get myself something to drink. I got to do a vlog. I actually haven't done a vlog in a while for my main channel. So that was... It wasn't technically fun, I should say, but it was definitely a nice change. And I decided to voice my opinions on what happened in Florida, the Pulse shooting. And I'm really not going to say anything about it now, just because I'm going to be going on and on forever about this. But you're not tuning in to hear about Pulse shooting, even though the people down there do have prayers being sent to them via me and a whole bunch of other people. Ooh. So, you're tuning in because there are, 17 holidays? Let me count one more time, because seriously, that is just too much. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Yep, there's 17 holidays going on today. Okay, so if you're wondering what I'm talking about, there's a website you can go to called checkiday.com. checkiday.com. Now, it's really interesting because all these holidays that are happening today, They're so different. So let me go ahead and read off the different holidays that are going on today. Today is American Eagle Day, Anne and Samantha Day, Cuckoo Warning Day, International Serving Day, National Daylight Appreciation Day, National Ice Cream Soda Day, National Vanilla Milkshake Day, New Identity Day, Plain Yogurt Day, Ride to Work Day, the first day of summer. Of course, that's awesome because it is the summer solstice. The longest day. Surprise, it doesn't say the longest journey. Toad Hollow Day of Thank You. I actually forgot to look that up because that sounds rather curious. World Humanist Day. World Humanist Day. World Peace and Prayer Day. World Productivity Day. And World Refugee Day. Wow, those are all mouthfuls when you're trying to list them off. All right, so I actually tried to look up some different songs to play today. Unfortunately, when you're looking up songs that are specifically written about productivity, I had difficulty doing that in like a quick research, I should say. I should have done a thorough search of it the other day, but I was just too exhausted from Father's Day. Man. I had such a blast yesterday. What my dad had hoped to do on Father's Day was, one, play music with the fam, of course, with his guitar, play a game called Firefly. You are awesome if you know what that is. And also go see a movie in theater. And unfortunately, the only thing we couldn't do was the movie. Everything else we got to do. It was a blast. Oh, my gosh. And I got to see my sister's new place, My sister moved back to Columbia. Yeah! She's no longer in St. Louis. She's back in Columbia. I am super psyched. All right, so let's see. Oh, there is one song that I remember. There is one song I remember, and I did not look it up. Hang on, guys. There is one song I do remember. I actually wasn't sure if this would be appropriate, considering how kid-related it is. Ice cream. What was it? Let's see. Sorry for the silence. There it is. There it is. Awesome. Are you going to start? Okay, there we go. I am actually going to go ahead and start with this song, really, because, oh my gosh, such nostalgia. Okay, this song is called Cream Crazy. I remember this from a really old kids' film, one of my favorites, actually. And this song is called Ice Cream Crazy by Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen. Oh my gosh. Enjoy.
What if they didn't exist?
What?
For me, it wouldn't be easy.
Ice Cream Crazy by Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen. My gosh, I forgot about that part with the guy's deep voice. Oh man, I love that song. Crazy, ridiculous. Oh, man, and now I feel old. All right, so again, as I said, I suppose the holidays that I choose to support for today. Actually, I can't just choose just one because there's like 17 holidays to celebrate. So I think I'm going to go with World Productivity Day. And I'm also going to go with the ice cream soda, milkshake, and yogurt, those three particular holidays. I think it's really cool. Let's see. I did click on that link for which one was it? Toad Hollow Day of Thank You. Which one was that? I think that was this one. Yeah, because that's World Peace and Prayer Day. All right, so Toad Hollow Day of Thank You or Encouragement. Ralph C. Morrison made it up. Well, he and a group of dedicated fallen toads. That's clever. What? Simply put, it is a day to make a heartfelt connection with others, to share a kind word with your fellow man. It all started with an old schoolhouse, an elderly lady, and a storyteller. The schoolhouse, built in 1834, sat at the end of Knox Street in Kalamazoo, Michigan. A lass by the name of Eunice was a student at that school way back when. Then, many years later, Eunice was profiled in the local paper and mentioned her old school. At the time the article was published, Eunice was once again a student, this time taking a community college class taught by one Ralph C. Morrison. Mr. Morrison read the article about Eunice, and when he came to the bit about Eunice's girls' school, he fell in love with the name Toad Hollow Country School. Nice. So smitten was Mr. Morrison with those words that he began using two of them in his other gig besides teaching, storytelling. He invented several yarns about the soon legendary Toad Hollow, and when audiences, equally smitten with the place, asked its whereabouts, all he would say was that it could only be found in your heart. Aww. Toad Hollow continued to exist solely in folks' hearts through Mr. Morrison's tales, until one day when Kalamazoo County officials offered him land from a seldom-used park to be used for his storytelling. He accepted. Then he formed a nonprofit all-volunteer society to operate the park in 1992. Together, wow, this is a long history. Together, he and the volunteers built an 1800s pioneer homestead and town and refurbished the old grist mill that was already there. Toad Hollow, finally a reality, hosted all sorts of events, including Renaissance fairs, Civil War reenactments, etc. At one time, Toad Hollow's all-volunteer staff numbered over 100. Wow, that's incredible. They referred to themselves as Voluntoads, and ran classes on blacksmithing, quilting, and soap and candle making. 3 years later, the county reclaimed the propped mill was donated by Toad Hollow to other historic organizations and museums. The site is now known as Scott's Mill Park. That sucks. But that was not the end of the beloved Toad Hollow. The Voluntoads picked up where they had left off in the town, only now they did so off campus. They started 7 schools with storytelling, writing, barbecuing, and early American arts and trades among the offerings, which they kept running until 2003. Wow. That's incredible. That's the history of it, but how did the actual day come of it? Where does it say? The long and short of it is Toad Hollow Day of Encouragement sprang from the Voluntoads' labor of love and sharing what they knew with others, first in Toad Hollow and then in the later classes they offered. They believed that proclaiming Toad Hollow Day of Encouragement would motivate folks to act similarly, share what they know, help where they can, not only on January 26th, but every other day too. And they didn't stop there. They also created Toad Hollow Day of Thank You, June 20th, and Toad Hollow Week of Encouragement, mid-March. But those are other stories for another time. Oh. Okay, so Toad Hollow Day of Encouragement is January 26th, but today is Toad Hollow Day of Thank You, which is June 20th. All right, well, that's pretty cool. And so I think with that, I am going to play I'm going to go ahead and play this one song. Let me see. Okay. This one song. It's not really on productivity or the encouragement thing. But it's actually a pretty interesting song. I haven't really fully listened it to my I haven't really fully listened to the song, but it's pretty good, and I hope you all like it. This song is called Lisa, the Summer Solstice Song, by Lisa Thiel. Enjoy, everyone. All right, now that was Lisa, Summer Solstice Song by Lisa Thiel. That was actually really good. I mean, yeah, it is. The song is pretty much about the summer solstice, but you can actually take that on so many different levels. It's a really good song. Now let me check how long the other two songs are. Make sure that there is enough spacing in between. And we have how much left? Okay, cool. Awesome. We're on good time. So, one do I want to say goodbye on, though? Oh, man. Well, we are on the topic of dairy, so I'm going to choose that song to be the next song, really. I know what song I'm going to be playing lastly, because I super love that song. Okay, so sticking with the dairy products today, because, you know, it's plain yogurt day, it's National Vanilla Milkshake Day, and it's National Ice Cream Soda Day, among with 14 other holidays. Jeez, I don't know what they were thinking on doing this. But, oh well. All right, so let's see. Tomorrow, in case you are wondering, tomorrow's holidays are Atheist Solidarity Day, Baby Boomers Recognition Day. Hey, I think my mom is one of them. Go Skateboarding Day, National Cherry Tarts Day, National Peaches and Cream Day, World Handshake Day, and World Music Day. Now, if you're just now tuning in and you're listening to that list, those are the holidays that are happening tomorrow. And if you want to find out any other holidays that are happening either today or just any other day of the year, you can check out this website called checkiday.com. That's checkiday.com. Now, one of today's holidays that I am supporting, because there's like four that I'm supporting. One is World Productivity Day. The other three are National Ice Cream Soda Day, National Vanilla Milkshake Day, and Plain Yogurt Day. Now, this next song I'm about to play, it's not necessarily about plain yogurt, but it is about yogurt. And I think you know what song that's going to be. Yep, it's Yogurt by Yovis. Have some fun, everyone, because this song is the weirdest.
Okay. Stats and drums. Wow! Yeah. Let me tell you about a thing. I really want some yogurt. Well, not exactly yogurt, but it has a taste of yogurt and also kind of looks like yogurt. The shape should be like yogurt. Some people will think it's yogurt, but with a closer look at my yogurt, you'll discover it's not yogurt.
Banana, vanilla, strawberry.
Put it in your mouth.
Yogurt. Papaya.
That's what I'm talking.
Guava.
Talking about.
Chocolate.
In the face.
Yogurt.
Yeah. So my car broke down. Yogurt. I took the bus. Yogurt. Had to stand because of the yogurt. And then I met this girl. Yogurt. Come on, interest. Yogurt. So we start to talk about the yogurt. And the way she pronounces yogurt just make my heart go yogurt.
Yogurt,
yogurt,
gazpacho,
ay,
chèvre,
creepy, right? That is just plain creepy. And those last things that he was pronouncing are actually diseases. What the heck? Weird, weird music. This is just plain freaking weird. Oh my gosh. Okay. Wow. I think my ears have heard enough of weird songs. Do you agree? I do believe I agree. I hope you agree. Oh my gosh. I can't take much of this. All right. I do believe that is it, actually, everyone. So I hope you all have a great morning, afternoon, evening, or night, wherever you are in the world. I am saying goodbye with the lazy song. It's not productivity, but it kind of, a little bit helps. The Lazy Song by Bruno Mars. Bye, everyone. Ah!
Today I don't feel like doing anything. I just want to lay in my bed. Really nice.